Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
All right. Court calls up the matter of State versus Ferriter. We're back in session on day four of the trial. Counsel, appearances, please. All right. And Ms. Coakley is in courtroom 10G at this point? Okay. All right. Have we done a sound check yet? Do we need to do that? And so what's the result of the sound check? All right, so let me hear it for myself. Ms. Ferriter, if you could just go into the mic and speak, testing 1, 2, 3, so I can hear you.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right, that sounds better to me, so we'll see. All right, so are all sides ready to proceed with the cross-examination phase at this point? All right, Mr. Waheed, you're in courtroom 10G, correct?
He's here, Your Honor, yes.
All right, okay.
In a minute to do some evidence cards. Judge.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I just need a moment. I'm making some evidence cards, but I'm here.
Okay. All right. You can go ahead and bring the jurors in then. All right. For those that are present on Zoom, you will hear the audio, but during this stage of the proceedings, you will not be hearing or seeing the video, because it's in camera.
Now I'm just waiting.
That's fine.
Doing every separate, just any other option that I thought.
All rise.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, welcome back. I trust everyone had a good evening. We are here on day four, and we are in the state's portion of the case. And as you know from yesterday, we're in the stage of the cross-examination of the witness. Before we begin, a couple things I need to address with you. First question is, what you heard yesterday, have any of you, were any of you inadvertently exposed to any type of media coverage between last night and this morning regarding this case, either by video, print media, or blog, email, or anything? Anybody been inadvertently exposed? All right, let the record reflect that no one indicated in the affirmative. Second thing is we're, as you know, conducting this testimony in camera with the witness in another courtroom, so technologically, we're having to transmit the signal into this courtroom. very, very important for me that all of the jurors be able to hear and understand what is being said. So if you have a problem hearing what is being said, please raise your hand. Do not be shy. Do not be afraid, because I will stop the proceedings and make sure the question is restated or the answer is restated so that you do hear it. I also want to let you know that during your deliberations, you have the right to have any testimony replayed that you wish to hear. And so if there were parts of the testimony that you didn't believe you heard well enough and you want to hear again during the deliberation, just let me know and that'll be replayed for you. And my understanding is that the recording will come from the courtroom in which the witness was testifying out of, and that perhaps the sound will be a bit better. Last thing is, we have tried to work through some of the issues that I personally had with respect to the sound yesterday, and I hope that they've been resolved. But I can't guarantee it because I don't know how well you hear or not. And so if you have a problem still, you'll let me know so I can take whatever measures need to be taken to ensure, above all, that you hear all of the testimony that's presented. So everybody understand that? So don't be shy if you can't hear, so I can take whatever remedial action I need to take. All right, so Mr. Waheed, are you ready for your cross-examination?
Yes, Judge, I am.
All right, so you may proceed, sir. Thank you.
Fiona, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. You might be nervous. I'm just here to ask some questions. If you don't understand anything I ask you, just say I didn't understand the question, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with your brother's name. It's Ronan Ty Tan Ferber, correct?
Yes.
So you've been calling him Ty, correct?
Yes.
So do you want me to just call him Ty whenever we're talking about him?
Ronan is fine.
Ronan's fine. All right. So let's go back to Arizona. So some of what you talked about yesterday was Arizona, and some of it was Florida. Arizona, you were there from approximately what year to what year that you remember?
Left around fifth grade, and then we came back in the middle of my sophomore year, so whatever time period that was.
Okay. So you're in fifth grade. You think you were about, what, 10, 9, 10? 10, 11, something like that?
Roughly.
Okay. So, and then in sophomore year, how old were you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you the Arizona years were about 4 or 5 years, something
correct.
Like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you were there for, and then you came back to Florida, and the Florida time period was, you said, around mid-late December of 2021. And then in this case, we're taking it up to the end of January of 2022. So in that time period, so that's about 6 weeks or so, correct?
Roughly, yeah.
Okay. So substantially more time in Arizona, obviously, than this last time in Florida.
Yes.
Let me ask you a little bit about your brother's medical situation. You never went to the many, many doctor visits that he went to, correct?
No.
But your parents went to those visits, correct?
I assume yes.
Okay. You don't know if any parent went to a visit with a doctor?
I didn't really.
Okay. And you never obviously saw any of the medical reports that your parents saw, correct?
No.
And at some point, you were told by your parents.
Objection as to hearsay?
Sustained.
Goes to effect on the listener, Judge.
I'm going to sustain.
In relevance, objection. Your Honor.
I'm sorry? Ms. Coakley, you were here?
Nothing else, Your Honor.
Ms. Coakley, are you renewing your objection? He's arguing the exception.
Your Honor, I would say that if it goes to relevant, if there's not relevance, the effect on her.
Sustained.
On direct yesterday, you said that your brother wasn't allowed to have certain snacks, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you're aware that he was, your parents were trying to curtail the sugary snacks in his diet, correct?
That's what they said.
Okay, so you're aware of that, right?
Yes.
All right. And you didn't go to any of the mental health visits that your brother went to. He was seeing a therapist. You didn't go to those, correct?
When was this?
This would have been in Arizona.
He was going to the therapist. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay, fair. Which would also mean you weren't aware of anything the therapist would have conveyed to the family in terms of Ronan's condition.
No.
Okay. So let's go back to the food snacks. Yesterday you said he was essentially not allowed to have food and snacks, but the other kids were, correct?
Yes.
All right. Were you aware that, did you think your brother at any point looked malnourished or in any way like he was getting too thin or anything like that?
Yes.
And when did you convey that to anybody?
I never said anything.
All right. And are you aware that the doctors he saw always found that he was appropriate?
You're saying, Mark?
Sustained. Sustained, and it's an improper question because you're assuming facts not in evidence, Mr. Waid. The objection is sustained.
Well, I'll be able to tie it up later, Judge. So it's a question of what she knows.
I'm going to sustain the objection. Move on.
Okay. Yesterday, you said that about the snacks, that he wasn't allowed to have snacks. Isn't it true you do not know if, when he was hungry, that he actually ate snacks or not? You don't know that.
Sorry, repeat that?
Sure. You're unaware that when Ronan was hungry, whether or not he actually ate a snack, you don't know that.
He wasn't allowed to get his own snacks.
You remember you spoke to somebody under oath back on February 1 of 2022 and directing court and counsel, page 55, line 8. As to snacks.
Send to me because I need to get a different prescription.
Okay. You gave a statement on February 1 of 2022. It was not under oath. And in that statement, you were asked, if he's hungry, does he get like snacks? And your response was, I don't know. You don't know. Okay. And you don't know because you're not with Ronan all the time. You're not always watching him. You're at school. You have other things going on in your life, correct?
Yeah.
And you're a pretty smart child. You like reading a lot, correct?
Yes.
And you spend a lot of your time in your room reading by yourself, didn't you?
Yes.
Let me talk to you about lights and Ronan. You were aware that Ronan had not been sleeping well, correct?
Yes.
And he, in fact, told you he would stay up sometimes at 3 a.m. because he couldn't sleep.
Objection as to hearsay, Your Honor?
Sustained.
Impeachment, Judge. Yesterday, from yesterday's testimony.
I'm sorry, Mr. White.
This is rebuttal of yesterday's testimony, Judge.
All right, this is still hearsay, sustained.
It's impeachment, Judge.
So you're not offering it for the truth of the matter asserted, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Solely for purposes of impeachment.
Correct.
Ms. Coakley, your position?
There was no testimony as to any statement that Ronan made on this topic, Your Honor. We didn't even discuss his sleep habits with this witness, so it cannot be impeachment.
This witness talked about the lights on the outside of the room and that the parents would turn off the lights.
All right, the question relates to what RF told her with respect to how late he was staying up, correct?
Correct.
I'm going to sustain the objection.
You talked about a few things yesterday. Some of them were in Arizona. Some of them were in Arizona and Florida. You talked yesterday about your lack of contact with Ronan during those 6 weeks in Florida. Remember that?
Yes.
Right. And reality is you were pretty busy doing homework or at school or at your sister's games during that time. And you didn't really have any reason to go to Ronan's room, correct?
Yes.
And you spend a lot of your time in your own room reading, correct?
Yes.
You also talked yesterday about Ronan not going to your events, and was that here? You must be talking about in Arizona, right?
Yes.
Right. I'm going to show you three pictures. I'm going to approach. Take a look at each. Tell me, do you recognize what those pictures are of?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to mark each one for identification, a little number. So the one I put a card on that says number 4, what is that a picture of?
You of a bandit.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You of a bandit.
Okay. And the picture marked number 5, what is that a picture of?
A concert.
Okay. And the picture with the card number 6 on it, what is that a picture of?
Spelling bee.
Spelling bee, okay. Yes. All right. And these are all events, your events, correct?
Yes.
All right. This time I move these defense 4, 5, and 6 into evidence.
Your state would object as to relevance. I also have some more specific objections about the time frame.
Relevance to your response, Mr. Waheed?
It's Arizona.
These are events that this individual, this witness, went to in Arizona?
This individual went to in Arizona, correct. I have more questions. I don't want to get something in front of the jury judge, but I was there. This is in response directly to when yesterday she said that Ronan did not attend her events, and I just established that before I showed the picture.
All right, well, she's already said that he didn't, so I'm going to sustain the objection. I'm sustaining the objection. 4, 5, and 6 are not coming in. They're marked for IDs, defense exhibits 4, 5, and 6.
Your Honor, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can the court view the photos because they include Vernon in the photos? So that is direct impeachment, and the court can't see the photos right now. That's sort of the problem.
All right, so you need to do a sidebar. Mark, escort the jurors into the jury room. Mr. Waheed, you need to come up to this courtroom for the sidebar.
Right.
For a few minutes, we're going to discuss something, and then we're going to come back, okay? You don't have to sit there, but you can go to over here if you want. More comfortable. You don't have copies up here, Ms. Murad, that I can look at while we're well, 4, 5, and 6 is what he had them marked as. So it tells me even less. So
I'm working on it, Judge. I have a number of photos, and I just need to know which ones Mr. Waheed.
All right, well, that's why I asked for him to come up here to be part of the sidebar.
Have they left here?
Yeah. It should be just momentarily.
Okay.
All right, come on up, counsel. Thumbs up, and then we'll bring the jurors out. Ms. Murad, did you put evidence cards on all of the ones we just dealt with?
He said that he had them, Judge, so I just marked
them. Okay. Okay, all right. But Mr. Wahid's clear on the numbers that we were assigning to them up here. Okay, all right. Okay, so we're good. All right, Mr. Wahid, it looks like we're still waiting on Ms. Coakley. Is that her that just came in? Okay. All right, so Mr. Wahid, Ms. Coakley, are both of you ready to proceed?
Yes, we're here.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mark, Ms. Murad, you're ready to proceed?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Black, all right, you can go ahead and bring the jurors in.
Yes, sir.
All rise.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. All right, so for the record, the court is going to receive and accept Defendant's Exhibit 4 in evidence over objection. Court is going to sustain the objection as to Exhibits 5 and 6. However, the defense is not precluded from using those documents for purposes of refreshing recollection. Mr. Wahid, you clear on the court's ruling at this point?
I am.
All right, you may proceed.
So, Fiona, if you look at the picture where number 4 is, the card is number 4 there, what's that a picture of?
Arizona Band-Aid.
Okay, and...
All right, she needs to restate that answer. Because my jurors did not hear it. So state your answer again, ma'am.
As loud as you can speak, Fiona.
Arizona Band-Aid?
Better.
Arizona Band-Aid?
Yes. Band.
So I'm gonna repeat the answer here every once in a while to make sure. And you just agree or not agree with me. So you just said Arizona Band-Aid?
Yes.
Okay. And... in that picture is you with the awesome hat, correct?
Yes.
And you're holding an instrument?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And what's that instrument?
A flute.
A flute. So that's what you played?
Yes.
You still play the flute?
When I want to.
Okay. And next to you in that picture is whom?
Directly next to me is my brother.
Which brother?
Brennan.
Okay. And in front of him is whom?
Pierce.
And next to Ronan?
Noah.
Is Noah. So that's all your siblings in that picture, correct?
Yes.
So they did attend, and Ronan did attend that day, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I think the court already moved it into evidence, but it's my habit, so I'm moving 4 into evidence.
I've already received and accepted 4 in evidence, and I've dealt with 5 and 6. Already, okay. There, this objection sustained, but you can use them for refreshing recollection.
Yeah.
So, Madam Clerk, are you clear on the court's rulings on that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
So, showing you 5. Do you recognize this picture?
Vaguely.
Okay. What do you remember it from?
It was a concert I did.
Okay. So you remember that you attended a concert and your brother Ronan was present, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then looking at 6, do you remember Ronan now attending your spelling bee? I'm You gotta look at the picture though.
I am.
Okay. Who's that? I can't even see it upside down. Yeah, this
one. It looks like Renan.
Okay, but, so do you recall him? All right. Do you recall him attending your spelling bee?
Yes.
So yesterday, you said that Roman did not do his homework in the house, correct?
Not often. Yes.
Okay. And that would include in Arizona, correct?
Yes.
Showing you what's been previously marked as Exhibit 7. Do you recognize, what is that picture of?
Doing my homework.
Okay. And how do you recognize that?
What do you mean?
You know it's you because it looks like you?
That's me.
Okay, I just wanted to just make sure. Okay, so that is a picture of you, and who else is in that picture?
There's Vernon in the background.
All right, and what's he doing?
Homework.
All right. At this point, Judge, I move Defense 7 into evidence.
All right, so I've already heard sidebar arguments on this. Court's going to receive and accept Defendant's Exhibit 7 in evidence over objection. You may continue, Mr. Waheed.
Yes, Judge. Giving the clerk the evidence item. I don't lose track of that. Yesterday, you also said that Ronan was not allowed to attend family events. Do you recall saying that?
Not all the time.
All right. So he attended
Some family events.
Some family events. Okay. And when he attended those family events, those would include trips outside when you, to things that were like, going to see like, the Aerospace Museum, for example.
I don't recall the Aerospace Museum, but he would come sometimes.
Okay. I'm going to show you Defense 8. You know what that's a picture of?
I don't remember this.
Okay. So who's in the picture? Anybody you remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the people in the picture?
Yes.
All right. Do you remember where this picture was taken?
No.
All right. You recall taking family hikes, which included Roman.
Yes.
And to Sabino Canyon.
Yes.
You recall your family, including Roman, spending time at the Tucson Hotel JW Marriott Pool.
No.
Showing you what's been marked for identification as Defense 10, does that help refresh your recollection?
I don't remember this.
All right. Yesterday you said Ronan was not allowed to play outside, correct?
We must have not usually.
Okay. But he would be allowed to play outside, correct?
On occasion.
He would play outside in the backyard in Arizona, correct?
If you would call it a backyard.
All right. Well, setting aside.
All right. Hold on a sec, Mr. Waheed. We're getting noise from outside that's interfering with our ability to hear her, so let that pass as a train. All right, I'm going to ask you to restate the last question and give the witness a chance to restate her answer.
My last question, Fiona, was whether you recall Ronan playing outside in the backyard in Arizona.
Yes.
Okay. And he would play at times with the other kids in your family, correct?
Yes.
You recall all of you kids playing at a friend's house swimming pool in Arizona?
That's in general.
Okay. Well, a swimming pool in Arizona that was not your home, but the home of a family friend.
I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're asking.
Let me show you something and see if it helps you narrow down where I'm at going with this. Showing you what's been marked for identification is Defense 12. Do you recognize that location and the people in that picture?
I'm
going
to assume, but I don't recognize the person.
You don't? I have to get a clearer answer from you. I heard you say you recognize
my siblings, but I don't recognize the person in the middle between my brother and my sister.
Okay. And your brother, that's Roman, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you're at a swimming pool, correct?
Yes.
And your house didn't have a swimming pool, right?
Which one, in Arizona?
Yes.
It did have a swimming pool.
Okay. Is that your house in Arizona swimming pool?
No.
All right. So you're, you remember, you, so is it fair to say that there were times where you all went out together, including going to friends' houses?
At times, yes.
You recall going to Mount Lemmon in Arizona with your brother Ronan?
Yes.
And that was a, like a family vacation day, correct?
Yes.
Was Ronan, did you celebrate, did your family celebrate Ronan's birthdays?
Yes.
And by celebrate, how would they do that? Bring out a cake, everyone, family sitting around the table, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Roman was involved in martial arts, correct?
Yes.
And your parents put all the kids, other than Pierce, who's very small, in some activities, correct?
Yes.
And you were involved in track at some point at basic?
I did not go to basic.
Okay. Did you ever do track?
Yes.
All right. Was Roman doing track with you?
Where?
When you were doing track.
I did track in two places, here and in Arizona.
All right. Let's talk about Arizona. Did Rona do track in Arizona?
Yes.
I know you didn't like track, so you didn't do track as long, correct?
No. Yes, well, yes, I didn't.
I don't like running either. Okay, so let me ask you about fours. So yesterday, do you remember you saying that Rowan would be outside moving shells?
Yes.
That's here in Florida, correct?
Correct.
And that was this current time in Florida from end of December of 21 to the end of January of 22, correct?
Yes.
And the house your parents moved into in Jupiter had in front of it a tree with a bunch of shells around it, correct?
Yes.
All right. And they didn't want the shells, so there was an effort to remove the shells slowly and get rid of them, correct?
Yes.
And that's what you're talking about that Roman was working on, correct?
Yes.
You had chores in the house too, didn't you?
Yes.
And so did Nola.
Yes.
And the types of chores that you and Nola had would be mostly inside the house, cleaning up, that sort of thing, correct?
Yes.
And the types of chores that your brother Ronan had were mostly outside things, right?
Yes.
So Ronan had posters in his room at some point, correct?
Yes.
In fact, your parents got those for him for Christmas, one of the Christmases, correct?
I don't remember. I'm
going to see if I can refresh your recollection with a statement you made on February 1, 2022. Current Court of Counsel to page 24, line 13. Just read it to yourself. When you're done reading that, let me. So there were some posters that your parents got Ronan for Christmas, correct?
Yes.
And at some point, Ronan shredded all of these posters, didn't he?
He did.
Ronan used to also have a dresser in his room in Arizona, correct?
He did.
And this dresser was taken out of the room, correct?
Yes.
It was because he was ripping his clothes up when he got upset, correct?
Yes.
And the dresser was placed just outside of his room.
This is in Arizona, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So in late January of 22, Ronan had run away, correct?
Yes.
He had run away at least two times before that, correct?
Yes, but not here.
In Arizona?
Yes.
And your parents at some point had a family meeting, I think it was when you first ran away, and asked you all how you felt about him running away, correct?
I don't remember.
Referring court and counsel to the statement of February 1st, 22, page 32, line 16 at the end of the page. I'm going to give you this. Read from this line at the end of the page until when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So your parents had a family meeting the first time you ran away. They asked you all how you felt about it.
Yes.
And your position was that...
Objection as to hearsay, Your Honor?
As to the answer or to the question?
To both, Your Honor.
All right, overruled as to the answer and overruled as to the question as phrased. You may answer.
Yeah. Ask this question.
The question was, what was her position?
Yeah. The question was exactly what was your position about when they had those meetings? They asked you how you felt about it. What was your position?
And let me be clear. I'm allowing her to state what her position was, not what she said. She can testify as to what her position was, and that not be hearsay. So I'm going to allow that.
Can you repeat what you're asking?
Yes. So I'm going to go back to the previous question where I asked you, they had meetings. When you first ran away, they asked you all how you felt about it. What was your position on that?
On him running away?
On how you felt about that. How did you feel about that? Him running away, yes. First time.
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to ask the question again, Young?
No, I heard you. I'm just trying to.
Did the jury hear that? All right. Do you need to have her restate that answer?
He said, I heard the question. I'm just trying.
Okay, so. All right.
I'm trying to think.
Trying to think.
Okay, all right. Take your time.
When he ran away, I wasn't really sure what to think. I was surprised, but also tried to understand why he would do it. I was worried, I guess, is one answer, is my answer. I'm not sure I'm understanding the question, though.
All right, I'm going to move on. Is it fair to say that when he would be getting in trouble back then, around the time frame in Arizona, that you didn't often know why he was getting in trouble?
I didn't know the specifics of why he got in trouble.
Did you think at any point that he was being wild or energetic, anything like that?
He was hyper.
Okay. Did you ever notice it was very difficult to calm him down once he got going?
Yes.
Did you ever see your parents try to make efforts to calm him down with words?
Yes.
Yesterday you said that Ronan got in trouble and things would be taken away from him.
Yes.
Well, there were times you got in trouble with your parents, correct?
Yes.
And they would take things away from you, correct?
Yes.
Like your electronics, right?
Yes.
And Ronan had an eye touch and that got taken away at some point?
Yes.
And you're aware Ronan would steal from inside the home?
Yes.
You're aware at some point he stole other people's credit cards?
Yes.
He, in fact, stole your money at one point?
Yes.
And you and your sister did not do these same types of things, correct?
No.
You're aware that Ronan was asked to write sentences at some point?
Yes.
And the sentence was usually, I will not steal, correct?
That's one of them.
Another one was, I will not lie.
Also another one.
You talked about the house in Tucson. The address was it 4245 East Havasu Road?
Yes.
Do you remember what the layout of that house was?
Yes.
I'm going to show you some things too. So that house, there was, so you walk in the front entry and you're in the living room, correct?
Yes.
And then there's a dining room to your left and a family room to your right, and the kitchen is the back on the left.
Yes.
And then if you go to the left, through a door, there's a bedroom, correct?
Yes.
Was that your bedroom on the left?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then if you went opposite your bedroom, down some stairs, you get to the garage, correct?
And the way that was situated is my bedroom, there's a laundry room, down the stairs is the garage, and then there's the bathroom.
The bathroom is in the hallway between the garage and your bedroom?
It's on the other end of my, so if I'm looking at my bedroom here, bathroom's on my right.
Okay. And the other three bedrooms were on the far opposite side of the house from your bedroom, correct?
Yes.
So you had to cross from your bedroom through the dining room, through the family room and living room, to the other three bedrooms on the other side of the house?
Yes.
And before Pierce was born, Ronan was in one of those rooms, correct?
Yes.
And so it's fair to say it was pretty far from your room in terms of the distance within that one house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And fair to say that Ronan moved into a room in the garage around the time that Pierce was born, right?
Yes.
One moment, Judge. I have no other questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. White. Ms. Coakley, do you have any redirect?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, you may begin.
So, Fiona, I want to start with the layout of the house.
Mm-hmm.
When you talked about being able to hear some of the physical abuse that was happening.
Yes.
What room was Ronan in at that point?
In the garage.
Okay. And so the location of your bedroom in the Arizona house as it related to the garage was close to the garage?
Yes.
And so you could hear the physical abuse when it was happening there?
Yes.
And did you, in fact, see an instance where he was pressed up against the wall?
Yes.
Okay. Were his feet on the ground when that happened?
I don't remember.
Okay. Did that incident scare you?
Yes.
What were you worried about?
That he was grabbing too tight, and that something worse than just hurt might happen.
Okay, can you just say that a little louder?
She needs to restate
something
that.
Something worse would happen than just the...
Okay, worse like how?
Jury, hear that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, stop. Let's have her restate that answer so the jury can hear it.
So what were you worried worse would happen?
Objection.
Overruled.
I was worried that one day that he might...
Objection.
Overruled.
What? That he would accidentally kill.
And is that based on the physical force that you saw?
Yes.
And the level of anger and aggression you saw the defendant do towards your brother?
Yeah.
Is this emotional for you to talk about?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't want to think about my brother not being here. It's not fair.
Now, on cross-examination, the defense asked you about, were there times that you saw efforts to calm your brother down with words? What were those efforts like?
Angry. Stern, not comforting at all.
Okay. Is that how he was talked to and treated by both your parents, Tim and Tracy?
Objection, hearsay.
Overruled.
Yeah.
At the time that it was happening to you, did some of the, when you were living in the house, did you really understand whether or not what was happening to Ronan was wrong?
In Arizona?
Yeah, in Arizona.
I started having...
Objection as to the foundation of the question.
Overruled.
Just make sure to speak loudly, please.
So can you repeat it?
Yeah, at the time when it was happening, all these things are happening to your brother in Arizona. Did you understand that what was happening was wrong?
Yes.
Okay. Did it kind of, your understanding of what was happening as you got older, did that it evolve?
It changed, yes.
Okay. How did it change?
It became more clear that... I'm sorry.
Take your time.
It kind of coalesced into like actual understanding of what was going on so I could identify a word to go with it.
Okay, what's that word?
Abuse. Abuse.
Now, we talked on cross-examination a little bit about some of the things that your brother did do with the family. What's the time period total that you lived in Arizona?
I don't can't call exactly, but I want to say like 5 years.
Okay, so over 5 or 6 years, were there times that he got to do stuff with your family?
Yes.
Over that 5 or 6 years, were there also times where he was left home alone in his room?
Yes.
And times when you guys would be gone for all day.
Yes.
And he would be left home alone in his room.
Yes.
So those pictures that you looked at, that the defense showed you, those are all events that he went to in Arizona, correct?
Yes.
And some of them are as long as 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes.
And you talked about, you saw that picture of him doing homework in the house with you. Is that in the house in Arizona?
Yes.
Is that a common occurrence?
Not all the time.
Was it rare for that type of thing to happen?
It would happen if someone had supervision, so I was there. I don't remember exactly, but it wasn't, I'll just say it wasn't often.
So there were times, you're not saying that the stuff that happened was when he was in the room with every single day, every minute of the day.
No.
There were times when he was outside and allowed to play.
Yes.
But most of the time, where was he?
In his room or then outside.
Now, I want to talk about Florida specifically. You gave us a word for what you felt like happened in Arizona. Is that word how you feel about how he was treated in Florida as well?
Objection.
Sustain, rephrase.
The defense asked you about, you know, in Florida, did you, were you reading in your room a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Do you still know what's going on in your house?
Technically, yes.
And you lived in the same house as your brother?
Yes.
And during the time in Florida, did you see him a lot?
Not often.
And is that because he's out of house at school or something else?
Either at school or outside in the yard.
And then where's the only other place he was?
Room.
Now, you mentioned about how he was treated in Arizona. Was he treated the same way in Florida?
Objection.
Overruled us to that.
Regarding work, yes. He was outside and in his room a lot, roughly.
You talked about how when you observed your parents deal with him, that there was anger. Is that how, when they interacted with him, is that what you observed the situation in Florida as well?
Anger or frustration.
Okay. Was there yelling at him?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have.
All right. Ma'am, that concludes your testimony. You may step down. Thank you. All right, Ms. Coakley, do you have your next witness ready?
Sure. Can we just have a 5-minute break and then, yeah.
All right, we'll take a 5-minute, we'll make it a 10-minute recess and then we'll start back up with the next witness. All right, court's in recess. All right, everyone may be seated.
Before you do, let me just wrap up the last witness. So, Judge, there were two items of evidence that we introduced, 4 and 7. I have to redact the back of them.
Right.
Once I do that, I will at some point ask to publish that to the jury, but I can't right now because of the redactions that's necessary.
Okay. And I guess I should clarify it for the record. You did not move in 7 through 14 during the examination. I assume you wanted to move them in to preserve the record on my ruling on the sidebar conference, correct? Am I incorrect?
So 4 and 7 I moved in to evidence on the record.
Right.
The other ones were for identification purposes to refresh our recollection based on the court's ruling.
Right.
So we have marked them, so they are part of the record is my understanding.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
The clerk has those.
Okay. All right. So the clerk should have what we were dealing with was a 4 through 14 now.
Correct.
4 and 7 came in evidence. The rest were for ID purposes.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Ms. Coakley?
I will withdraw the state's motion for RF to testify in camera after discussion with his attorney and RF this morning. We're going to have to testify in court and in light of the technical difficulty.
Okay. So what that means is that for purposes of the media coverage, the media can still cover the trial. They cannot show the likeness of the minor witness during his testimony. I thought you were going to raise another issue. Because of the lateness of the morning, you had mentioned wanting to finish up the witness entirely. Because we've gone to about 11:45 with the first witness, I don't see us finishing the next witness by 12:30. I write about that, or do you think you'd be able to finish? So here's the question. We can go to 12:30 with your direct and then break for lunch with cross-examination, or I can break now for lunch, and we start back at 1 o'clock. That way the direct and cross will occur continuously. Mr. Wahid, are you fine with that?
My only suggestion would be, because I know where we are on the runway, is that, and it's an hour either way, but I'm guessing there might be a need for another break then between direct and cross. So I was trying to avoid that. I'm sorry, I missed that part. The court ruled on that.
What was that, Ms. Murad?
He didn't hear Ms. Coakley when she said he wanted to testify live.
Yeah. So
not be the need for a break.
All right. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring the jurors back out. We'll break for lunch, and we'll start back at Ms. Coakley, an hour and 15 minutes enough for the state?
For lunch, yes.
Yeah, how about for you, Ms. Murad, for the defense? I mean, I can even go to an hour and start back at 12:45, but that my suspicions are that most of you would like the extra 15 minutes, right? That's what I thought. All right, so let's go ahead and bring them out. We're going to break for lunch, and we'll start back up at 1 o'clock. All rise.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, a couple things have happened while you were in the jury room. What we're going to do is the next witness will be testifying live in front of you in this courtroom, so it won't be in a video feed. We want to start that witness and finish the witness, and so rather than have a break with lunch, we're going to go ahead and break now for lunch. I'm going to give you an hour and 15 minutes. We'll start back at 1 o'clock sharp, so you'll go to lunch now and be back. 5 minutes is enough staging time, right? 5 minutes to 1, just meet at the elevators with Mark. He'll bring you back into the jury room, and we should be able to start very sharply at 1 o'clock with the next witness. Obviously, remember, during the break, don't discuss the case with each other or anyone else, do any kind of research or anything like that, and do everything you can to avoid any inadvertent media coverage. Other than that, relax and have a good lunch. I'll see you back in about an hour. All right, everyone may be seated. Anything the court needs to address before we break for lunch? Ms. Murad or Ms. Waid, Ms. Coakley? I'm suspecting we are a little bit behind schedule. Is that a fair suspicion on my part? Okay, so we're going to need to talk about a plan B then in terms of not finishing on Friday. I mean, I can start to see the potential writing on the wall. So start to think about what will be the plan B in terms of next week, if we have to go into next week. I know the hope is still to finish all the evidence on Friday, but if that happens, then we likely will be deliberating next week. And as I've said, next week, with Monday's a holiday, means we wouldn't start until Tuesday. So just plant that seed in your minds and think about what to do with that if by chance we don't get back on schedule, because I'm going to need to let these folks know at some point, maybe not today, but tomorrow, I'll need to let them know that we're a little behind if we remain behind schedule. Sometimes we catch back up, so there's still some hope for that. Anything else?
No, Your Honor, but I don't think we're going to catch back up.
In light of
the length of the video,
and you know what? I think you're probably absolutely right. That's why I'm raising the issue now, so we'll deal with it as we move forward. Okay, all right, court will be in recess.
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage. Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.